say that they have called for foreign interference. The people of Bahrain has been all alone. They see the government of Bahrain has brought forces from Jordan, from where Mr. Jihad belongs, Al-Darak Al-Urduni, the Ordinian forces, and also from UAE. And in Bahrain, the Basyuni, the BICI, the Royal Committee has said there is no single evidence that there has been any external interference.
Okay, what about that, Mr. Morikande? What about that, Mr. Morikande? Have you seen any video? Have you seen any weapons in the hands of protesters? However, we have seen many protesters being shot, being hit by bird pellets, especially the last couple of days. So tell me what you have seen.
I'm going to be honest with you. First of all, for lethal weapons to be in the hands of the government authorities, it is absolutely normal.
But is it normal to use it against your people?
So it is normally the legal authorities who are going to shoot.
Is it normal to use it with ease against the people? That is the question, sir.
Is it normal to use it in Syria?
Well, the debate,
yet,
I believe the debate is about the powers who are supporting Syria to do just that. Why are you bringing Syria in the situation of Bahrain?
The same powers who are supporting the people in Bahrain are supporting the people in Syria.
Sir, the question is about what is happening in Bahrain. Is it normal for them to do it? Go ahead, London. You want to say something, Mr. Fairuz?
May I say a thing to Mr. Jihad? I don't agree any brutality from any government against its people. And I don't think Mr. Jihad agrees that the Jordanian police uses these bird shots and kills the Jordanian, his fellow Jordanians. I don't think he will agree with that. I don't think he agrees that the Jordanian police takes the activists in jail and kill them, and then give their bodies to their. I certainly don't agree any brutality from the Syrian government against the people of Syria. But why would Mr. Jihad blame us as Bahraini who have been very much killed? Why would Mr. Jihad will not stand by the right? I don't understand it really.
Okay, well, let's move on. Well, Mr. Morikande, do you think you want to comment? Go ahead, sir.
I wanted to answer, but go ahead. No, I just wanted to say that I fully agree that I am against violence. By definition, okay? However, when you have a problem with law and order, you have to deal with it in a certain way. In Bahrain, it so happens that the police is Jordanian and Pakistani. Here you go. Against violence? Of course I am against violence, but...
Okay, so Mr. Morikande, you say it just happens that the police in Bahrain right now are Jordanian and Pakistani. However, the majority of the people on the street, of course, are native Bahrainis who are demanding a representative government. Is their request something odd in this day and age to demand a representative government?
Theoretically, it is not odd at all. But practically, in the countries of the Middle East, or in certain countries in the Middle East, whether it is the Gulf states, in Iraq, or in Iran, or in Saudi Arabia, you do not have a representative government. This is due to the fact that this is the structure of the society. So,
You're saying the structure of society in these regions then support dictatorships, support monarchies to control them, to repress them?
Take the example of Iraq. What did they do with the Sunnis in Iraq? When Nouri al-Maliki was elected, what did he do with the Sunnis in Iraq?
Mr. Morqadi, please stay on the subject of Bahrain.
Okay.
We can get on many other topics right now from all over the world.
I am saying on the subject of Bahrain.
The topic at hand is what is happening in Bahrain,
I am saying on the subject
sir.
Of Bahrain to explain to you that what is happening in Bahrain is similar to what is happening in Iraq, similar to what is happening in Saudi Arabia, in all the countries in the region.
Okay, well, going back
so
to London.
So you cannot single out Bahrain and say, no, but this country should be European.
So for the sake of argument, Mr. Fairuz, if based on Mr. Morqadi's premise that all the countries in the region are exerting violence and killing their people, then I guess basically he's saying that it's okay in Bahrain too. So what is the main demand of your people in Bahrain right now?
Not what I said.
I
didn't say it's okay.
Everywhere. Okay, it's not fair to compare whatever is going on elsewhere to Bahrain. Bahraini people have been very peaceful by the witnessing of all the international community. They are saying that this is the only peaceful. See, just only today in the Guardian of London, it was saying that the title was the muted revolution, and it said that they have been very peaceful, unlike other Arab Spring revolutions, but they have been faced with very much brutality. I don't believe that Mr. Jihad accepts of all the brutality which the regime of Bahrain is acting against the people, and I don't think he will agree that.
Of course not.
Of
course not. I said it already.
Has been requested. Yes. Yes. Let me just continue this particular point, and I'll let you speak, please. The International Human
please.
Rights Council
please.
Has asked Bahrain to remedy things. The international, also the Bassiouni government, have requested that all the officers and the Bahraini government personnel who have tortured and killed people to be prosecuted, all the atrocities being committed to be looked after, to include all parts of people of Bahrain in the armed forces, not to exclude, for example, a certain number of people, part of the people.
Okay.
So I don't think that it is logical to our conscience as human beings, not to say we are all Arabs, we are all for the best of the right, will agree to say that Mr. Jihad just said
right.
twice that because the people are going against the law. You see, when the government of Bahrain doesn't allow the people of Bahrain to demonstrate,
okay.
Even though
let me pick up on that sentence, Mr. Fairuz. What about that, Mr. Morqadi? As he said, you're saying that the people are going against the law, but when the government itself does not allow demonstrations, I think it has been proven that the demonstrators have been peaceful in the 4 years. So what should they do if they're not happy with the regime that they're living under?
Well, let me put to you this way. If you have a government in a country and the government puts laws, laws have to be obeyed.
No matter what.
And this happens all over the place.
No matter what, even if the government
no
is
matter
unjust,
what.
Sir?
So if demonstrations... No, just a second. If you break the law in any country in the world, you get punished for it. Now, the way they are being punished in Bahrain may be excessive, but you get punished. If they have forbidden demonstration, then there are no demonstration. You asked me the question, what do they do instead? They negotiate.
All right, and turning to London, sir, your perspective now. Turning back to London, your
yes.
perspective, sir. So he said that basically, Mr. Morqadi said that what you need to do is negotiate and obey the laws, no matter if it's a just ruler or not. Your take, what needs to be done right now in your country?
Absolutely. I really thank Mr. Jihad. Yes, he is very much right. There has to be negotiation. This is what the opposition has been demanding all along, but the government doesn't want. You see, just a month ago, after the elections, the Ministry of Information of Bahrain said that there won't be any negotiation. Anyone wants to talk to the government, he should have participated in the election or whatever, which was of course a decorative, and it was a shame really. And you see, even last year in January 2014, there was initiation of a dialogue, but of course the government has stopped it, killed it in its infancy. So it is of course the right path for everything is to go for the dialogue, but also I don't think you will agree any law. Any law is agreed on. It's not some laws are brutal. The Human Rights Council said that some laws in Bahrain contradict the international law, and
okay.
they are against the humanity.
I'm so sorry, but we are out of time. I appreciate both of you being with us. Out of London, former Bahraini MP, Mr. Jalal Fairuz, and out of Beirut, international consultant, Mr. Jihad Morghadeh. And as always, viewers, it's a pleasure having you with us on another debate. I'm Marzeh Hashemi, signing out for myself and all the crew right here in Tehran. Thank you, and goodbye.